I give Cato time to hoist himself into the tree before I begin to climb again. Gale always says I remind him of a squirrel the way I can scurry up even the slenderest limbs. Part of it's my weight, but part of it's practice. You have to know where to place your hands and feet. I'm another 30 feet in the air when I hear the crack and look down to see Cato flailing as he and a branch go down. He hits the ground hard, and I'm hoping he possibly broke his neck when he gets back to his feet, swearing like a fiend. The girl with the arrows, Glimmer, I hear someone call her. Ugh, the names the people in District 1 give their children are so ridiculous. Anyway, Glimmer scales the tree until the branches begin to crack under her feet and then has the good sense to stop. I'm at least 80 feet high now. She tries to shoot me, and it's immediately evident that she's incompetent with a bow. One of the arrows gets lodged in the tree near me, though, and I'm able to seize it. I wave it teasingly above her head, as if this was the sole purpose of retrieving it, when actually I mean to use it if I ever get the chance. I could kill them, every one of them, if those silver weapons were in my hands. The careers regroup on the ground, and I can hear them growling conspiratorially among themselves, furious I've made them look foolish. But twilight has arrived, and their window of attack on me is closing. Finally, I hear Peeta say harshly, "Oh, let her stay up there. It's not like she's going anywhere. We'll deal with her in the morning." Well, he's right about one thing. I'm going nowhere. All the relief from the pool water has gone, leaving me to feel the full potency of my burns. I scoot down to a fork in the tree and clumsily prepare for bed. Put on my jacket, lay out my sleeping bed, belt myself in, and try to keep from moaning. The heat of the bag's too much for my leg. I cut a slash in the fabric and hang my calf out in the open air. I drizzle water on the wound, my hands. All my bravado is gone. I'm weak from pain and hunger, but can't bring myself to eat. Even if I can last the night, what will the morning bring? I stare into the foliage, trying to will myself to rest, but the burns forbid it. Birds are settling down for the night, singing lullabies to their young. Night creatures emerge. An owl hoots. The faint scent of a skunk cuts through the smoke. The eyes of some animal peer at me from the neighboring tree, a possum, maybe, catching the firelight from the career's torches. Suddenly, I'm up on one elbow. Those are no possum's eyes. I know their glassy reflection too well. In fact, those are not animal eyes at all. In the last dim rays of light, I make her out, watching me silently from between the branches. Rue. How long has she been here? The whole time, probably. Still and unobserved as the action unfolded beneath her. Perhaps she headed up her tree shortly before I did, hearing the pack was so close. For a while we hold each other's gaze. Then, without even rustling a leaf, her little hand slides into the open and points to something above my head.